is the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is Carly, and I'm on with my BFF, Lindy. Say hey, Lindy.
Hey.
Yeah, and this is our weekly Motivation Monday live call. Thank you all so much for joining us. We look forward to having this call every single Monday. In fact, as soon as I wake up Monday morning, I'm like, today's Motivation Monday. What are we going to talk about? And, you know, Lindy and I've shared this so many times that typically we don't actually get together before Monday morning and talk about this call. You know, we come to each other with ideas, you know, themes, something that struck a chord with us throughout the week. And we're like, what do you think? And I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, maybe even 10 times out of 10, we tend to be on the same page, which is kind of crazy. Don't you think, Lindy? It's kind of nuts how that always seems to happen. Mm-hmm. I know. So last week, I was listening to a podcast. You know, now that Lindy and I have our own podcast on iTunes, it's called The Lindy and Carly Show. You should look it up and follow us. You can actually have access to, I think we have 19 recordings at this point from some of our earlier Motivation Monday calls that you can go all the way back to the beginning, what started it all, and listen all the way up to current day. But anyways, I was listening to a different podcast. It was, I think it's called Don't Keep Your Day Job. And I thought that that was an interesting title because, you know, it's all about going out on your own, leaving your comfort zone and leaving your job to become an entrepreneur. And I thought it was an interesting name for a podcast, first of all. But anyways, I was listening to the second episode of this brand new podcast. And although the whole podcast was not about quitting or being a quitter or, you know, whatever, she did actually say something in the middle of this podcast that really hit me hard. She said that, you know, when people start out on their own, that the vast majority will just quit because they don't want to lose. And I'm like, that's so right. That's so right. But, you know, the thing is, isn't quitting losing? You know, I started Googling some images, you know, just I Googled don't quit. And the most popular image that kept coming up was the one that it says don't quit, but then it has like the N and the T and the Q and the U blurred out, and it just says do it. And it's so true. You just have to make up your mind to do something. You know, I think that also, you know, Lindy and I have talked about this over the last several months. You know, we both really love Les Brown as an inspirational speaker. And he said something that I love too. He says, if you really want to be successful with whatever you're doing, if it's, you know, a new business, if it's, you know, a fitness journey or, you know, whatever you're setting your goals for, that you have to put yourself in a sink or swim situation. In other words, until you do that, you've never really made the commitment that you're going to make something happen. So in the back of your mind, you've still given yourself the possibility of quitting, that you can retreat, that you can say, oh, it didn't work out for me. And, you know, guys, that's the same thing as quitting. With our business, I'm in that sink or swim position. I've put myself out there so far that there's really no point of retreat at all. That is not an option. But do I still, you know, feel fear? Do I still get uncomfortable? Do I still, you know, maybe even sometimes have regrets or, you know, learn some tough lessons? Absolutely. But what I've kind of figured out is that in some of my more fearful moments, that when I make it through that, that's the point that something you know, amazing happened. And really the point that I feel most proud of myself, that I felt the fear, you know, and I decided to do it anyway. Have you ever heard the quote that nothing amazing has ever happened inside your comfort zone? Well, it's true. I mean, comfort zone is just that. It's comfortable. It's cozy. It's warm. But nothing amazing is ever going to happen there. You know, you've definitely got to take that step outside of your comfort zone, which is crazy scary, to get to the point where you're in a position to do something really miraculous and something really amazing. And of course, you're going to feel uncomfortable. You're outside of your comfort zone after all. But, you know, with that feeling of discomfort comes the possibilities of some pretty amazing stuff. So, Lindy, I want you to unmute yourself. You know, tell me, has there ever been a time, just any time, you know, even as a child or teenager or young adult, that you quit something?
Well, I think absolutely. I don't know. I mean, I think that there have been a lot of things along the way that I can look back on and think, yeah, I didn't pursue into that. But honestly, not any of the major choices I've made. You know, I've been pretty, well, I'm not a quitter, Carly. So, you know, I mean, even the things that most of the major things that I've ever started in my life, I have seen through to the finish. You know, I mean, like when you, even through like childhood goals, but like, you know, the major things, got my bachelor's, got my master's, you know, so many different things, like my national board certification. It was so hard, like, but and I wanted to quit. I mean, I didn't even want to do it to begin with. That is why I married Garrett, because he is my, you know, kind of my kick in the butt on some things, like both the master's and the national board certification when I was teaching. And I didn't want to do those things. I didn't want to push myself. I actually was quite complacent being an elementary teacher. I mean, I was fine with that. But, you know, we knew we wanted more for our family, and that was the best route to go at that time. And, you know, we were having babies, and it was a challenging time for us. And it would have been way easier to quit. But, you know, I accomplished a lot more for our family because I thought through. So like on the major things, I feel like, you know, I don't start something to quit it. You know, I am not saying in smaller things, that there have not been times that, maybe I didn't quit, but I paused. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe took a break from it. You know what I'm saying? I think that a lot of times, for people that are, committed to getting something done, there might be a time for a pause, you know, to reflect, to redirect ourselves,
well, to assess what you've been doing up to this point, you know, whether it's working or not. If you feel the need to pause, most likely things aren't going the way that you want them to. And so, you know, at that point, you have a couple of choices. You can, you know, continue your pause indefinitely, which, by the way, equals quitting. Or, you know, you can make a new game plan and continue. So I think that's an important point that you're making there. I actually have quit before. So when I started thinking about this question, because I knew I was going to ask you and I didn't tell you I was going to ask it, so you had to come up with an answer.
I really would have
off the cuff.
The warning.
Sorry. You know, I like to keep this call spontaneous, light, you know, keep it moving. But I, when I was in college, well, I mean, as a child, as a teenager, as a college student, I really, really loved math. Okay. Like I really did. I was pretty good at it. I liked it. I ended up enrolling in, an advanced calculus class. You know, I probably wasn't ready to take advanced calculus, but you know, as a cocky teenager, I thought, well, I'll figure it out along the way. Right. So about 6 weeks into this advanced calculus class, I was failing. And, you know, I was doing the work. I was doing the homework. And it just was not clicking with me at all. And instead of taking the extra steps to, you know, get some tutoring, to, you know, get take some extra credit opportunities, I actually just dropped the class. Like, it was the last day to drop the class. I thought, I'll give it to that point to make a decision. And since I realized I actually wasn't failing, I was making a C. But as, you know, an overachiever and straight A student, a C was not acceptable. And I chose at that point to drop the class and quit rather than, you know, have the chance to improve my grade or take the C, which is probably what I actually deserved. And so, you know, I did have some regrets, not immediately. At that point, when I did drop the class, I felt a sense of relief, like, oh my gosh, I can do something else now instead of worrying about this calculus class. But a year later, when I, you know, I didn't take any math classes after that. And I really enjoyed math, but it was over for me at that point. And I did have some regrets because I think that, you know, had I stuck it out, I would have really put myself in a situation to learn a lot of new stuff. And I didn't do that. So when you do quit something, especially something that means something to you, you know, just speaking from experience, you tend to have a little bit of regret about it. So Lindy, lucky you, when it came to the big things, you've never quit. So you've never experienced that kind of regret. So tell me what you've been looking at about quitting.
I totally have, but you just didn't give me time to think the question through. So we'll get back to the things I've quit at later.
Right.
We can talk about that another time. Because I probably have a list. But anyway, well, you know, here's the deal. Just like Carly was talking at the beginning of the call, you know, moving forward is not always comfortable, you know, and like she said, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway. You know, so many times we hate that feeling. We hate that feeling of uncomfortable. But, you know, really, I think that if you have that feeling, you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to grow through it. You know, if you have any kind of calling, conviction, you know, passion, or you feel purposed in your life for something, then you have to take quitting off of the table. You obviously have a purpose in that place, moving in that direction. But the thing is, if you quit, you're never going to get where you're destined to be. And you'll never fulfill that purpose. And, you know, without a doubt, you're going to have some regrets about that. And I don't like that feeling. I don't want to live a life full of regrets. You know, it's going to feel like work if it's worth doing. It may be hard, you know, it's hard to change. It's hard to grow. You know, and it's hard to push ourselves to reach our full potential. And, that feeling of, you know what, I did it anyway, that feeling of accomplishment, and you can look back at your growth and how you've changed over time, and the impact that you've made is so worth it. But you have to push through. You have to have, you know, a never quit mentality. If it crosses your mind that this is too hard, that I, you know, want to go back to wherever you were before you started, just remember that you're probably moving in the right direction. The thing is, you do have a purpose. And if it was easy to be a winner and a goal setter and an achiever, then, you know, this world would not have losers, right? The thing is, you, that sounds harsh, but it's the truth. Like, if it was easy to take that next step to win, to succeed, to achieve goals, then everybody would do it. It's the people that really are committed to their purpose, to achieving, to accomplishing what they want out of life, that make this world awesome. Carly and I are suckers for those victorious stories that are posted on Facebook, those videos that just show a champion, that just show winners. Like, we're like, we'll send them to each other like, oh my God, did you see this one? And we'll like, I'm crying because we love a champion story. We love a story of somebody winning, overcoming challenges, you know, facing adversity, feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And, it's so fun to see people in all walks of life, all different, goals that they had set for themselves that they conquered, it wasn't easy for them. It's never easy to be awesome. It's never easy to just go win. It takes commitment. It takes, overcoming obstacles and getting out of your comfort zone and just going for it anyway. But gosh, when you come out on the other side and you have that feeling of accomplishment and you think, I did it. It feels so good, doesn't it, Carly?
Tell us
about a time where you had that feeling where you were just like, this is like one of my proudest moments. I already know one for you. I could tell it myself.
Okay. I had one answer and now I know which one you're talking about. So, but I'll use your example. So, a couple of years ago, I set a goal for myself. I was really getting into shape. I was feeling better than I had in years and years and years. My kids were a little bit older, so I was finally able to dedicate some time to a new passion, which for me was running. By the way, when I was younger, I hated running. If I had to run one lap around the track, I complained about it. It was definitely not something I enjoyed doing. But after having the kids, it was a new challenge for me. And, I really started from ground zero with running. Okay. Like, I would run a minute and then pause, and walk another minute and then pause. Like, I had to start from the very beginning because running was not something that my body liked to do at all. But after having the kids and, and then I guess several years later, after years of practicing running and doing it, I set a new goal for myself. I wanted to run a half marathon, which, by the way, was way further than I had ever run before. So I signed myself up. And to be quite honest with you, I really didn't put my full effort into training for this half marathon. But on the day of, I get there and I'm like, I am doing this. Okay. I'm crossing that finish line. This is happening. I was really nervous because in my heart, I knew that I probably hadn't trained like I should have. And so, starting to run, by the way, a half marathon is 13.1 miles. And the furthest I'd ever run up to that point, I think, was about 6 miles. So I had to more than double what I'd previously accomplished before. So, I'm in my run, I guess about 8 miles in, I'm like, whew, I am tired. but I fell into step behind some other girls and I kind of chatted with them along the run and realized that they had done this before. And so I sort of fell in behind them and just made my steps match their steps for the next several miles. That's exactly what I did. They didn't stop. I didn't stop. I stayed right behind them. I did exactly what they were doing. And I just focused on each step, really just mirroring what they were already doing. And, I think it was the 1 mile warning, like you have 1 mile left. You've made it 12.1 miles. This lady is holding up this sign and I about start crying. First of all, and crying leads to hyperventilating, which is not good when you're running. But as I crossed that finish line, and, you know, saw my kids holding signs and they're cheering me on. I just got super emotional, and I felt the biggest sense of accomplishment, maybe of even my entire life, honestly. And I've accomplished some pretty amazing things, not to toot my own horn, but, you know, this was something that I'd never done before. It was extremely challenging, and I did it. And not only did I do it, but I didn't do it alone. You know, although my kids couldn't have run this race for me, my husband couldn't have run this race for me, it was certainly a team effort. And seeing them at the end, gosh, Lindy, I can't even describe it. Like, I'm feeling it in my heart right now, because I remember how emotional I was when I did cross that finish line and then hugged their necks afterward, and we took pictures, and I was just like, gosh, I did it. And I honestly didn't know if I could, but I made the decision that come hell or high water, I was going to cross that line. Somebody may have had to drag me across the line if it wasn't going the way I planned, but I was going to cross that line. I was certainly in a sink or swim position, because no way would I start this race without finishing it. And I think it was just something that from here on out, the last couple of years, it has been a metaphor for me. You know, a lesson learned, knowing that I can do pretty much anything that I set my mind to. It really is all about what was going on in my mind, because my body was not prepared to run the 13.1 miles, but my mind knew that I could make it happen. I knew in my heart I could do it too. So I think that's the story you were talking about.
No, it wasn't.
No, I'm just teasing you.
Dang it!
Well, even if it wasn't, it totally fit the moment.
No, I just love that story, because you experience all those emotions when you think you want to give up, and you push through anyway. You figured out a game plan that would help you not be a quitter, and you went for it. You pushed yourself. You got uncomfortable, and you made it happen, and I remember being emotional that day too, watching you do it, even though I wasn't there, but on Facebook and talking to you, it was awesome. So it totally is worth it when you don't quit, when you don't give up, when you see whatever you have committed to all the way through to the end, you will for sure not have to live with regret. And, you know, guys, I know that that is so painful to look at things that you've quit at and you know, and you have regrets for them. And so, you know, you can push through the pain now and have a sense of accomplishment, or you can feel the pain later and because of the regret that you have. And so I would rather work through the pain now and be victorious and be a champion, be a winner and whatever it is, then look back when it's too late and just have a life full of regret. So, I think that feel the fear, feel the pain, you know, work through it, grow, change, you know, become what you need to be, who you need to be to reach the goal. It's definitely, worth it, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I think a couple of things, if you're at that moment, you know, where you're just like, I can't keep going, I want to quit. A couple of things that we've kind of touched on, you know, during the last few minutes is take a pause. You know, if you need to pause and reassess, do that. Or like I was talking about, I literally fell into step behind people that had done this before. I followed them. I did exactly what they were doing. And they don't even know this, but they are probably the reason I got to the finish line, because I did exactly what they were doing. They had told me they'd run this race before, and if they knew how to do it, they knew what they were doing, then I was going to do what they were doing. And so find a mentor, find somebody that's done this before, find somebody that's done what you want to do and didn't quit and came through to the other side. You know, I think that those are two huge pieces of advice we can give you when you feel that you're at that moment where you want to quit. I mean, nobody ever accomplished anything amazing without wanting to quit, because, you know, big goals, big accomplishments are hard. You know, they don't come easy. You don't just get lucky and, you know, become what you want to be. It takes work. It takes grit. It takes determination, commitment. And it takes just, you know, plowing through that, you know, wanting to quit phase, because it happens to everybody. And you just have to know that if you don't quit, that something amazing is on the other side. It may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not even happen 6 months, a year from now, but it will happen at some point. And you'll always be able to hold on to the fact that you never gave up. And that probably feels even better than reaching the goal itself, knowing that you had the opportunity to quit. People were telling you to quit, like, just give up. You know, it'd be so much easier to just give up. Well, heck yeah, it would be. But, you know, that there, where's the glory in that? You know, Lindy, I just, that is the thing that I never want to feel again, is giving up and having regrets. You know, what about you?
Absolutely. I don't want to, we talk about having the fear of missing out. It's the same fear of regret. I don't want to live with either one. I want to know that I reached my full potential. I want to know that I helped other people reach their full potential, you know, one way or another. And I want to, you know, get the most out of this one life that we have to live. And if that means growing and changing and, you know, continuing to learn, which I think that, you know, that's the journey that we're on. We realized in our 30s that we weren't done. We needed to continue to learn and grow and, you know, work on us to get the most out of this one life that we have to live, and to, you know, really maximize our own potential, but we're also on the journey of helping others do the exact same thing. So, guys, we hope that we encourage you by sharing our own experiences, by sharing what we're learning. We want to help, and we want to see others win and live a life of no regrets. So, you know, we appreciate all of you taking the time to listen to us share with you what we're learning on our journey. And every single week we do this, and every single week we are just sharing a little piece of what we're going through, what we're learning, you know, what has been speaking to us in the week before. And we love being able, it gets our Monday, our week off to a great start, to be able to just sit back and focus on what it is that is, you know, touching us and what we feel like would help encourage you, because we all are on very different journeys. Our stories look completely different, but these things resonate with anybody, I think, that's listening. So anyway, that's it, Carly. What are your closing thoughts? And you can wrap it up.
Well, I don't really have anything to add to that. You're so right. I mean, this is why we do it. First of all, having these calls and is a way of motivating ourselves, and you guys just get to listen to it too. But we do it for you as well, because you know, it's part of our mission too, helping other people get what they want. And glad to have a accountability partner in you, Lindy. So thank you. That's another reason that I won't quit, because she won't let me. And I wouldn't let her do it either. Well, you guys, thank you for joining us this Monday. We will be back here next Monday at 10 a.m. for Motivation Monday. And until then, this call is officially over.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.